Hello, welcome to another episode of Sit in the Corner Looking Pretty. My name's Simon, and this is a podcast about the management of projects, both for the business and for the project, and how the two link in together to make your business and your projects slightly more exceptional than you already are. Series of ideas, techniques, thoughts, concepts, maybe sometimes, that small things that you could use to help things go slightly better. Obviously they're not always appropriate, but you know, if you don't know, you don't know. So this is what it's here for, to help you on the occasion that it is useful. So it's getting lighter at night now. Still out walking the dog, not constantly obviously, but this is where I'm doing it, and this is where you get to join in. So this week I'm going to talk about something that is probably quite obvious once you've thought about it, but it's quite important to make things between the business and the project, and what the business needs, what the project needs, flow better, because there's a foundation to work from and goes into a whole new world sphere of very many tangents that is useful, I think, once you've got this basic idea and understanding, and that is that fundamentally what the project needs and what the business needs, your business, as in the business that you're in, who doing the project, are quite conflicting, and it is a source of much frustration and annoyance, probably subconsciously, on things and issues that people tell me they have on projects, that is worth understanding and keeping in mind when you are trying to make projects and business and what it needs better. Now, why are projects and businesses in conflict? Obviously, I'm coming from a point where working fit out and construction and design and lead concepts through to be to reality. That's kind of the kind of angle I'm coming from on this, just to be a bit of context. And from a project point of view, a project needs to generally go through three stages of its priorities. The first is scope and concept, so that's getting an idea of what you are going to do. And what it's going to be and what you need, and that is the first priority. Without that, it's very hard to get a foundation of what you are going to get to the end. Then after you've kind of got that sorted, the budget and the costs become the biggest priority, because yes, you know what you want, and then you'll work out if you can afford it or not, and you know, that's no point in just hoping. The idea is that you get what you want, you have the cost, that becomes more important, and the scope and the quality side of it sort of then get paired back. And then you go into, once you've got the costs and based on the scope, what you're doing, it's getting it done. So the program becomes a priority and it's about getting it done. Now, if you jump ahead of any of those three and try and get ahead and start with getting the timings right, well, you don't know what it's going to cost, what you're going to do, and it costs more, and you don't get what you wanted at the start out of it. If you just concentrate on cost straight away, then you're already on the back foot, you don't get what you want out of it. And so if you don't, projects naturally work best in that order. You can try and cheat it, and you can sometimes have to do two at the same time, which is difficult to come priorities, but it is always best for a project to go through the scope priority, the cost priority, and then the program priority, in that order, to get the best results, and to ease tensions, I guess, in moving forward and having to go back and spending more time on it, spending more costs on it, and not achieving the scope and quality that you want from a project. So that is basically the need of a project. You get scope, then you get your costs, then you get your program. Obviously all those three have an influence at each stage, but there's a priority for each one at each stage that to focus on is the best way to manage projects. Then a business. Now, what does a business? A business needs, first and primarily to know if it's going to make any money out of something, or if it's going to get the value out of something. So that's its first and fundamental priority, to know, if I do this, am I going to get back what I want to get back? So that's its first priority. So that's cost. So that's immediately out of sync of a project. Then it needs to know, can it do it? What does it need time-wise to do a project? So how does it resource it? What resources does it need? And then it needs to know, actually, what we're going to do. Let's get on with it. So there's an imbalance there immediately of what the business needs and what the project needs in that order, which instantly causes a bit of conflict at the start. The business wants to know what it's going to cost. The project wants to know what it's going to do. And managing at the start of a project is especially a balance of doing that, of trying to make sure that the business can understand what it's going to do, and also understanding the project knows what it's going to do. So that's the first fundamental understanding, that projects and business are conflicting. The other aspect of projects and business conflicting is how you go about things and how you get your information. So a business really wants all its information for all its projects and all its people coming into it in one way: financial information, what it concentrates on, how resourcing, everything comes into it the same way. How it communicates, how it gets information in from the outside world, ideally, totally the same. Makes life easy, makes processes easy. That's why companies go into getting processes in place. Process and place, process makes it more efficient. And yes, if it's business as usual, that's what you're doing, that does make it more efficient to do things in the same way, whatever you're doing, so that everyone knows what they're doing, everything comes in a standard format, everything comes to you as you want it. Now, the problem when you come into a project world is you're dealing, by the very nature of a project, with different environments that need things in different ways and want to do things in different ways. So let's just take communication for a start. Some people want things communicated to them by email, don't want to talk at all. Sometimes it's better to do it by picking up the phone. A lot of people prefer that, and you know, I find that a much more effective way of doing things personally, but I know it's not everyone's way of doing things. People are busy, some people like to contemplate how they put their information across in a more written format, and then you know, other times it's just messaging. There's so many different forms of communicating and messaging these days. It's everyone's got a preference, it's a slightly different preference. Now, outside of a project, in their people's little worlds, or quite big worlds, but you know, in their world, they have their preferred method of communication. And you are, as a, when you have a project, or you're involved in a project, are going into that world, or they're coming into your world. So if you dictate to them how you want information to come across to you, it might not be how they're used to, how they want to, how they can in some instances. They might not have the facilities to do the way, to communicate the way that you want them to communicate. You know, especially if you've got fancy, not fancy, that's just different platforms that you use that work internally. And certainly get to this when you get into storage and document control sort of areas. They're all kind of slightly different, unique, and it's important, but it also means that people have to learn it, people have to adapt how they work to it. So from a business point of view, you want everyone to work how you work. It makes it so much better, so much, so much easier. From a project point of view, you have to adapt to how the consensus and the agreement in a project team works. And it's temporary. Projects are temporary. That's what a project is. It's something that's set up for however long to complete a goal. Once that goal's complete, off it goes, everyone disperses. So if you as a business are trying to force the project to work how you want to work, yes, sometimes it might work, but you'll get frustrated because information won't always come as you expect it. You won't see the full benefits, and if you don't understand that other people need things differently, and you don't tailor and adapt your way of doing things slightly, then you will start hitting walls, and externally people won't appreciate it as much either if you're not working with them to do it. I'm not saying you have to adapt to exactly how the other party do, because they might not be developed. They might need a structure to work within to get to work through a project, in which case, then yes, do it how you want to do it. But also at the same point, they might be set, have a certain way set in stone of doing things, and for them to change is a massive upheaval, a culture change and stuff, and you have to be aware of that. And maybe you need, in that circumstance, to fit into how do they do things so that it will be much more efficient for the project team. So there's two ways, two areas that projects and businesses are in conflict. One is how they want to do a project, or how they want a project to be information and its priorities to come to them. A business is cost, time and scope, in that order. A project is scope, cost and program, in that order. And then the other one is that you can't, well, you could try, but if you try and fit your business process in on the project, it's a conflict with all these external things that come into, and stakeholders that come into a project that have their way of doing it. So if you try and stick steadfast to what the business needs, you'll come against a natural brick wall that you'll spend time, cost, money breaking down. And the idea is to tailor how you do that and be a bit flexible, not totally flexible, but a bit flexible, so that you can get the best from the project and the best results efficiently moving forward to get even slightly better than you are already. So hopefully that was of some use. It's trying to it's a very simple thing, but it's a very difficult thing to then implement, and that's when you start using different techniques and different other tools that you can use to make it work for you in different circumstances. And I guess that's why projects are projects, and you have managers to manage them, and businesses are businesses, and you make money out of projects. So I will leave you at that one, and speak to you next week. So thanks for listening, bye.